almost there. Come on, come on. Oh, this isn't too bad. But I am not in a house. But there is an open window. Time to peek in. Quiet. Careful. Careful. Come on. Ah, damn it. Finally, warmth. Oh, who's that? By the nine hells! You scared me, human. What do you mean, who are you? Weren't you the one who summoned me? No? You didn't? Then that means... oh no... Not another edgelord that got his hands on his summoning tome? That's like the fifth time this month! It's alright though. I guess I'll go then. sorry. But do you maybe know where, oh, you're kidding me. Where Lord Bolton is? He's not one of your neighbors, is he? Yeah, I figured you wouldn't know. what you got in your hand there? Now hold on. you can put away that spray bottle. We can talk about this. No, I'm not a... Hey! Stop spraying that thing at me! I'm not a dirty imp! Fine, have it your way! No, I'm not coming out of there until you put away the bottle, you mean piece of human mammy! Why are you so mean to me anyways? No! Of course I wouldn't just trespass anywhere. The one who summoned me made me appear outside in the rain. It's their fault, not mine. And I told you before, I'm not some shitty imp. I just ran because... Shut up! It's embarrassing enough already. It's because of your spray bottle. People always spray poor Seahaw with water. Besides, I don't mean any harm. I'm just hungry. I just want food. Besides, it's not my fault that someone messed up summoning me. Look, people just think they can summon succubi all willy-nilly without any repercussions these days. Look, I don't even have a binding schedule on my wrists. What if they summoned a greater succubus? With no binding schedule? Oh, you boys will be drained until you were nothing but skin and bones. Your world will be in quite a pickle. And you especially. Yeah. Hmm? Oh, yeah. I'm a succubus. Didn't the horns and the tail and maybe the outfit give that away? You know what? Wait. Put the bottle away. Yes. All the way over there. Good boy. Hold on. I'll show you. Let me just... Oh, no. Oh, no. Ow. My head. Please, mister, tell me my beautiful horns are still there. And my roses. They are? They're not broken? Oh, yes! Thank the Nine Hells, they're okay. But... I am sorry. I can be a bit of a klutz sometimes. I really didn't mean to destroy half your closet. But I can fix it too. Look. I get magic too, see? It'll just take a snap of my finger and there it... Yes, that is it. I completely and utterly give up for today. Damn it! I'm so sorry, mister. Usually, it's not this bad. Wait, why are you gripping my tail? Wait, don't pull! That's my sensitive! thank you! That was way too close! Stop laughing! No, I didn't moan. You just took me by surprise, that's all. Especially with such a firm grasp on my... but, you know, usually when people grab me by the tail and hold me this close, they take me out to dinner first. Or... they put me down on my knees and... Shh. You smell delicious, human. And you're so warm and obviously pent up. And, well, what's this? Are you okay, Mr. Handsome? You seem so very flustered all of a sudden. A bit dizzy, perhaps? Then again, you must have noticed by now. You must be feeling it coursing through your veins. Oh, lust. Uncontrollable desire. The, sudden need to breed. the sudden want to procreate. To fill up a womb. Did gazing upon my wretched body give you that much of a boost there between your legs? It certainly seems that way. So you do feel it, huh? Right. Just lean against the wall. It'll take just a few minutes for it to subside. There you go. Slowly. Slowly. Aw. Such a good boy. You are too easy, though, my sweet human dessert. You fell right into my flowery little trap. I did warn you after all that I was unbound. And where is that hand of yours going, I wonder? You must really, really, really want to touch yourself right now. But you may not. It'll only get worse from here on out, too. Within the next hour, all you can think about is fucking. It's quite dangerous, actually, when not kept in control. People have been known to die from this because they could not get satisfied by any of my sisters. Slow breaths, lest the pollen and my pheromones will completely overtake you. And they will. Yeah. And you will lose to it completely if you don't listen. There is, however, a remedy, my adorable little prey. One that only I possess. It'll cancel out the pheromones, but it'll make you incredibly sensitive to touch. Every little touch will feel like an orgasm. Of course, that'll drive you insane. I don't think you want that, do you? What it is? It's nectar, of sorts. Now on your knees, my sweet. Eyes closed, face upwards. Good boy. You know exactly what's coming, huh? Let me just position myself right against the wall. Lean backwards. Stick your tongue out. It's been quite some time since I've had someone this eager. Ready? Oh, honey, no, I can't hear you properly where you're talking with a mouthful of sucky pussy. Oh! I guess I never did properly introduce myself. my name is Siha, my sweet. That was such a cute smile. Just cute enough for me to drag my fingers through your hair and drag you against me. Now lick. Lick and gather all the nectar you can get. Like that. Like that. Get human. The little vaults too. And special care. To my clit, please. More. Slow. Don't go so fast. Otherwise, you just get the shaky leg and nobody wants that. Come on, love. Right. Don't fuck me. Come on. It's in there. Just... a little bit more. Come on. Right, okay, just time for a change. Wait. Stop pulling me back into your face. Yeah. I know you're enjoying it. So was I, my dearest human. But we gotta change it up a little bit. Because it seems you're really tightening up there. Mind if I take a look? Wow. If that isn't a lovely specimen you got there, human. Aw. Has it been throbbing that much? Would you like me to... Ask me nicely. Tell me exactly what you want me to do. Or can't my sweet human think straight anymore? It happens. But sure, tell me this. Will you please put your lips around my cock and feed on me, Siha? Tell me that, and I'll go and do it. It is food, after all. Wow, you made it even better. How could I not help you out now? But don't worry. You can still drink more of me if you'd like. I can use a little magic, you know, levitate. And, just have you put your head between my thighs. While I just take a good hold of... Are you comfortable enough, human? My sweetest, dearest prey. Good. Okay, so if you need air, desperately, two taps on the leg, okay? Good boy. Just sit back and relax. I got this. Alright, here we go. No. Kidding when I said this was a nice specimen. I wonder what it's gonna feel like throbbing inside of me. Still so nice and full and jumping up and down out of eagerness. yes. Feed me more. Feed me more. I said more. I need more. My hunger will not be satiated until I've had more. Come on, lay down, you beautiful human creature. No. What do you mean, no? No. Listen here, you little shit. You can't just... You can't just throw me under you and... What? Stop being so silly. You want me to call you that? You want me to call you my boyfriend? You're joking, right? We didn't even sign a contract. I'm practically a freelancer at this moment. I mean, sure. Technically, we can overwrite the existing one that the previous owner has, but it's a different sort of bond. It's a lifelong bond. Yeah, one of those. I get a mark right here in my stomach, and, we'll be bound to one another. And it's not really something I do lightly. No, stop! Will it make me happy? And you're asking me this now? That's quite a loaded question. I mean, if you don't mind having an insanely klutzy succubus as a roommate, partner, something, fuck buddy? You'll give me food? You mean actual food, right? Whoa, both are fine. Actually, I prefer both. A place to sleep, warmth, cuddles, and all the fuckers that I want and ask for. Are you sure you just don't want a pet? I mean, we can arrange something, I suppose, but... Uh-oh. Huh. Been that lonely then, huh? Shh. Come here, dummy. Come on, wrap your arms around me. I accept. Yes, I accept! Of course! Are you crazy? You're lovely. You smell delicious, and you're giving me a future without a chance of being summoned by some weirdo that just needs me for their college homework. Yes, that happened. Weird things have happened as well, yeah? So of course I accept. Come on, give me your hands and get on top of me. There's only one thing that remains, right? Yeah. Fast learner. All right. Come on, big boy. I'm okay. It just... you filled me up really good. And I want you to fill me up some more, so... Come on. Get a move on. We've already kissed a bunch, so... That shouldn't be a problem at all. Come on, love. Mark me with your seed and fill me completely. I'll be yours. And you'll be mine. Around you and everything. I really just want to feel your clothes. Yeah, I know how the tables have turned. Just fuck me already. Please, impregnate me. Please, 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 fade poor Sia. Fuck. I'm gonna come like this. Ha ha ha!
me. Please, please, please comfort me. Please, 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 please. I want to feel everything inside of me. I want to feel all the warmth. Please, please. Fuck.
Guess you get yourself a new succubus now, dearest. I look forward to what the future will bring. Starting by me actually fixing the closet. Yeah, I can fix it. I kinda lied. I'm actually pretty good at magic. You'll see. Be mine.